This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
They knew that this possibility existed because there's no way the agent's going to screw over Belichick. And they said, you know what? Screw it. We'll just deal with it. We had an owner that got caught with a prostitute. We got a safety that's doing coke. We'll deal with a rapist or an alleged.
Wow, that's Tangway. And so Tangway, I guess, believes that Drew Rosenhaus absolutely told Bill Belichick about this. And that is what Curtis believes.
That's what Dale reported yesterday, by the way, that the Patriots were aware of this. Now, Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports last night posted that the Patriots and the NFL were caught flat-footed by the lawsuit and were unaware of what was going on here. Not sure whether that means everybody in the Patriots, but certainly it sounds like Bob Kraft.
Curtis said this morning that Bill Belichick's behavior yesterday during the press conference was embarrassing. And a 508 texter agrees with you. 508 texter says, I love Coach Belichick, but the way in which he deals with the media is a disgrace. So now we're using, not only are we using embarrassing, but we're also using the word disgrace to describe the way he deals with the media.
A media circus.
There's nobody smarter than Belichick. We can all admit to that. But when somebody asks him a direct question that he's obviously not answered, he said, I've already answered that. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Name an emperor or overlord who is kind to his subjects.
I thought we were done with those people in 2019. I just answered
that question.
This is Mike from Wayland. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Greg. You know, I love how now all of a sudden Curtis is worried about the health of the organization going forward. And he's so concerned about how it's going to rebuild from this. You know, I have a name for you that just recently popped up in our state. Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
If Kevin Spacey didn't stand his ground, that family would have tried to ruin him.
Great point.
So everybody deserves their day in court.
You are absolutely correct about that. Unfortunately, we've reached a point, in some ways it's good, in other ways it's horrible. We've reached a point in this country where one simple allegation deems you to be guilty.
Was Kevin Spacey in any movies during that period?
You know what, Greg, too? Bill Belichick's press conference yesterday, what does that affect my day today? I'm still getting up and going to my same job, doing my same things. I'm not sitting here saying, worried and in a ball because Coach Belichick didn't answer the questions properly. Curtis, if he would have answered that question, yes or no, what good would that have done him? If he said no, he didn't know, people would have been ripping him for not knowing. If he said yes, he did know, people would have been ripping him for knowing.
Well, that's what you get when you
lose situation.
That's what you get
so
when you bring
do the smart thing when you're talking and you're negotiating. You mum's the word. We'll get to that when we're not too sure. We don't want to comment on that right now. That's how it goes, buddy. That's how it goes.
I disagree with that, by the way. If he says he had no idea, Rosenhaus becomes the villain. All the venom is directed at Rosenhaus for duping the Patriots and pulling the wool over their eyes. And maybe they can get the money back.
Well, but he may have had an idea. I mean,
of course he did. Yes.
I mean, he may have known, and he may have decided that based on an allegation, which is yet to be proven, and at that point had yet to even be a civil liability matter,
right,
he was not going to make a personnel decision for the team.
But the Kevin Spacey analogy is a good one. Kevin Spacey, over the course of that trial, was not starring in ad campaigns on TV. He was not acting in movies or as part of House of Cards.
You're right.
He was gone because people didn't want to hire him until they knew he hadn't committed those crimes.
By the way, it wasn't based on that one allegation. It was based on countless allegations.
Right, but my point is if you're going to do apples to apples, if somebody is being accused of something serious, you don't put him on your roster until he has been cleared.
There are not yet countless rape accusations against Antonio Brown. There is one. There's one woman. And it is going to, that's the reason why we have federal courts. It's going to be proven to be a legitimate allegation or to not be a legitimate allegation in a court. This is Zach from Boston. What's up, Zach?
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, man?
I got to disagree with Curtis. Listen, I think that if he answers the question, it's just going to add fuel to the fire. The one thing that we know about Bill Belichick, and one thing that we love about the way that he handles the media, is the fact that he doesn't add fuel to the fire. Whenever there's controversy, whenever there's any type of media backlash, he shuts it down by not answering questions. The one thing that bad coaches do is they talk about their players, they talk about the drama that's happening in the locker room, and then it just adds more story and creates more drama and more controversy.
I am scared for the city of Boston. I am petrified.
You are?
Honest to God, he set the fire. He brought the guy here. This fire is brought to the city by Bill Belichick, and now we're having fans praise him for not answering questions about setting the fire.
So fanning the flames.
If he goes out there yesterday and he spends 5 minutes detailing every intricate detail on the Antonio Brown thing, Tom Brady then goes out there yesterday afternoon and has to do the same thing. And
he says, no, coach answered all those questions. I defer to Belichick.
And every other player then has to deal with it. The guy wants to win football games. That's what the fans want. You're so off. You're way off target on this, Curtis, and I like you. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys, how are you? Steve the truck. Chris, you know I love you, buddy, but I got to tell you, you sound like, I don't know what happened to you. You just sound like, it's not you. I mean, you know this guy's been here 20 years. His persona's never going to change. Now, number one, if he's answering a question that you want him to answer, and you're a little bit pissed because he's not, now the next question is going to be, well, okay, you knew about it. Why did you bring him in? And then it's going to just snowball from there and keep going and keep going. Now it's more of a distraction. And he's not forcing Brady to say anything. Brady's got his own mind. Everybody got their own mind. They can or cannot answer what they want or what they don't want.
Oh, yeah, they praise individuality at Foxborough. Everybody has their own ability to speak their minds.
Right.
This is Joe from New Bedford. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, folks.
Hey.
So, a couple things, right? I've come to the conclusion, Curtis and Ken, you guys are just radio's version of internet trolls. That's what you guys do. All right, so this is my actual issue. I really could care less about anything when it comes to a press conference. I think it's all just a formality, and everyone handles it differently. But this is my question to Curtis, who seems to be so outraged about something being a scandal. Why are you not outraged? And Danielle, be ready to chime in. Mm-hmm. Why are you not outraged at the fact that this woman is setting a precedent that it is more acceptable to chase after monetary compensation rather than take a potential rapist off the streets?
Because the woman doesn't play for the Patriots.
So you only care about your football team rather than actual humanitarian type things.
Well, I don't think you really care about humanitarian things. I think you're trying to pivot off of why your team brought this guy into the organization. I think that's what's going on.
I could care less who they bring into the organization, because on Sunday I sit down, I eat Doritos, and I watch football. I don't really give a crap.
Do you dip the Doritos right into the sour cream container? Because that's what I do, and I get yelled at for that.
No sour cream. Hormel chili with beans and Velveeta cheese.
Original Doritos or Cool Ranch?
God.
Cool Ranch, buddy. Cool Ranch. Have a good morning, guys.
I don't remember your outrage when Bill Belichick was asked about Patrick Chung. That is somebody who has actually been criminally charged. Not charged in a civil matter, but criminally charged with a crime by a grand jury.
I don't find it to be nearly as big a deal, in my personal opinion, having somebody find cocaine in a home when you're not there, or being alleged to have done the actions that Brittany Taylor is alleging that of Antonio Brown. I think that's apples and oranges.
It's a it's a crime that he's charged
well,
with.
Well, there's a million crimes. You can't jaywalk.
It's not on the same level.
What?
I don't think it's on the same level. I don't think finding cocaine in Patrick Chung's house, even if it was his, is even close to
charged with a crime.
Yes, a crime. Yeah, they found a controlled substance in his house. I don't think Antonio Brown
hasn't been charged with a crime.
I understand that, but I'm saying when you look at the two things in perspective, you can't just put them on a parallel and be like, "Well, how come Bill Belichick wasn't? Well, what about this?
I think if Ordway were here, he would call you too naive. I'm just telling you.
So naive.
You've been.
Look what's happened to us.
You're talking about one guy who has been charged with a crime, and do I think it's the worst crime in the world? No. Do I hear anybody saying that he ought to be sat on Sunday like you guys were saying? No.
Because I don't think it's nearly as big of a controversy.
But it's a crime.
Yeah, it's a crime. There are plenty of criminal driving violations, too, that
nobody's alleging that somebody ought to be, like, that, you know, when it comes to Gostkowski, ought to be sat down on Sunday for speeding. We're talking about a crime. Do you think it's a good example to set for kids?
Belichick texts while he drives, I heard, so he should be coaching.
Allegedly.
This is Matt from Maine, my adopted home continent of Maine. What's up, Matt?
Hey, man, what's up?
What's going on, brother? Oh, I don't know.
All right.
We dumped out of that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I guarantee you, if Antonio Brown does not play Sunday and he is not on the commissioner's exempt list, Belichick will be asked and he will say it was a football decision. I'm doubling down on it was a football decision. That's it. Period. End of discussion. He will not use any emotional energy whatsoever in addressing it. Period.
Hello, Sean.
Is he on a work call? Yeah. We have no texts available to send out.
I think he's asking you if you would mind doing a maintenance call this morning.
Sure.
Do you have any Freon on you?
I do.
Chance?
Yes.
Okay. You have the spray can of Freon available? All right. Well, I mean, there are other things to talk about, but the world wants answers when it comes to Antonio Brown.
Yes.
So we will continue to discuss that. You could call 617-779-7937 if you want to be on the show this morning, or you can text with your comment. 37937 is the text number. Coming up, I have tickets to give away to go see The Who at Fenway on Friday night, tomorrow night, and that is being called the Who's Left Tour by one show listener, and I think that's about right. So those tickets coming up at 7:30. Danielle is all hacked off about a couple 9/11 related tweets that were sent yesterday, so we'll discuss that coming up on today's Hillman Morning Show.
Dale and Keefe with Wiggy every Monday and Wednesday from 10 to 2. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
I mean, what is the show? Is it the Hillman Morning Show or is it the Greg Hill Show, Ken?
Oh, what did that say?
I said the Hillman Morning Show.
Oh.
That's the old show.
One of the same.
That's fine.
Old habits die
hard.
It's like
meant.
A throwback.
You know how that goes, yeah.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. The Ram Power Days. Get huge savings on a new 2019 Ram 1500. Stop in at 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram today. Well, Drew Rosenhaus, the agent for Antonio Brown, and Gronkowski, by the way, Bob Holler pointing out in the Globe that Belichick and Rosenhaus have had a close relationship with many clients through the years. Here's what he said yesterday in regards to the Antonio Brown knowledge.
The moment you learned about this, what specifically did you say to your client?
The moment I learned about the lawsuit, Antonio and I have been unfortunately anticipating this possibility.
Do you know if the Patriots knew about these allegations ahead of time in signing him?
I'm not going to get into that element. I'm not going to get into my discussions with the Patriots or what may or may not have been discussed.
Now, if Belichick did not know of this and Bob Kraft, how livid are they at Rosenhaus? I mean,
well,
minds blown?
You mean because he's not...
They didn't disclose.
He's not declaring with absolute, conviction that they didn't know anything.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, that's significant, and I would think potentially down the line could lead them to a suit to get the money back that they gave him up front. We'll see how this... I mean, the Patriots stood behind him yesterday, sort of, but it was a lot of no comments, and they can still get out from under this if they want to. Number one was the jersey, though, for Antonio Brown. He was on the field. New helmet. Not the Zenith Shadow helmet, so that is another issue. Perfect attendance at practice, though. Brandon Bolden, Marcus Cannon, Matt Lacoste were limited. New contract for Jonathan Jones, their corner. Four-year deal worth $24 million, $12 million guaranteed, and he got a nice bump this year from $3 to $8.8 million per
Ben Volman. It's a great signing.
And, boy, the Red Sox are in trouble. Lost, well, we knew that for a couple days now after the Dombrowski firing. Lost their fifth straight final 8-0 in Toronto last night. Final game tonight with Julius Chassin on the mound. 7:07, the first pitch on the Shaws in Star Market. WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Bruins still open camp tomorrow, Greg, and there's a report that the PA guy, Jim Martin, is announcing his retirement via Facebook. So you're going to have a new voice of the Bruins in the Garden this year, which is pretty significant.
Probably be the same woman who is going to play Jane Bond in the upcoming Bond.
I heard the PA guy was retiring because he's disgusted with how Belichick handles the media.
She's also going to be kicking field goals for the Patriots.
Yep. Nailed it.
It's the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Some people see through the eyes of the old before they ever get a look at the young. I'm only willing to hear you cry because I am an innocent man.
Encore vodka chug maybe on Saturday night?
Oh, yeah, get it.
At Fenway Park?
Get it.
You think so?
Yes, why not?
Not the best song. I mean,
Not the best song. That's his best song.
No, it's love this song.
Stop it, Ken.
No, it's certainly not Piano.
I mean,
man.
It's
God,
topical.
I hope he skips that one.
Topical today.
It's a great song.
If you really want to get on Greg's good side, Ken, you've got to play the Downeaster Alexa.
Well, Downeaster Alexa is his best song. By far, it is Billy Joel's best song. But,
excellent song.
Billy Joel at Fenway Saturday, The Who there on Friday, and I have some tickets to give away, which we will do very, very soon. This is Paul, who is from Westfield. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
What's happening?
Well, you have to look at this objectively. If you look at the basic facts, you have a girl, Miss Taylor, who 3 months ago had a video. She three times had incidents. She's claiming that he offended her. And all through this time, from the first to the third incident, there's dozens of postings and pictures on her Instagram and Facebook. And the biggest problem here is she's actually admitting to one of the people she's saying that, hey, my man's here, her high school boyfriend. So she's got side pieces like Antonio Brown. The reason Antonio got mad and said, you and your mom are coming up, is because he agreed to possibly give her a loan for $1.3 million because she also has a boyfriend that owns a gym, so she's a personal trainer, fitness business.
Yep.
Antonio found out $300,000 was for the mom's house and $30,000 was for delinquent taxes. So he felt like he had been used and then basically frauded. Now she's claiming emotional duress and only wants $75,000. And there's also an incident where she clearly slept on his couch and had a hotel. And the third incident where she's claiming rape, she was at a party in a house, and he shoved her in a room, and she's yelling, no, no, stop. Yet nobody heard a thing, and nobody reported or called the police. And the police look into this and call it very suspicious. So anyone can file a claim for the money to file and claim three incidents. It's important to understand that both sides are viewed, and then the truth will come out. And
yeah,
people who have actually been victims, it's very difficult to hear this.
Well, how many people in New England do you think have called Ben Roethlisberger a rapist? Patriots fans.
Countless.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They all ripped him left and right. Shouldn't be on the Steelers. He never faced criminal charges.
Yes, he did, actually. The criminal charges were dropped.
They were dropped.
The woman didn't pursue, yeah.
But he wasn't actually charged in
But there was significant evidence around him to the point where the DA at the time was like scolding him afterwards, like, we're dropping the charges, but this guy better get his act together.
But the victim went to the police.
Right.
This victim did not.
That's true.
Tried to go to the bank.
But there are, you know, there are people who continue to say that the Patriots are tone deaf when it comes to the AB signing. And so, and Curtis says that Bill Belichick's behavior yesterday during the press conference was embarrassing. And a texter earlier called it a disgrace. And Curtis says that Patriots fans are demanding to know when the Patriots knew about this.
And the Patriots, I heard, for their second home game a week from Sunday, they're going to have David Ortiz be the banner captain. So you'll be there.
By the way, the fans would love that. Yeah, they would eat that up. But I don't feel like they're tone deaf. I will say, Danielle pointed out to me this morning that the New York Times was a bit tone deaf yesterday on September 11th with a tweet that they sent out.
Yeah, tone deaf or positioning, you decide. So they sent out a tweet yesterday saying the following: 18 years have passed since airplanes took aim and brought down the World Trade Center. Today, families will once again gather and grieve at the site where more than 2,000 people died. So it was the plane's responsibility the towers fell and all those people died, not the terrorists. New York Times.
Were they self-driving planes? So they said airplanes took aim. Yeah. Why doesn't the New York Times say terrorists took aim at the World Trade Center? Are you kidding me?
It's insane. How do you write something like that? How do you even position that like that? That is an insult to anyone who is affected by 9/11 in any way, shape, or form.
Did they delete it?
Yeah, they did delete it.
Oh, they did delete it?
They later clarified and they later rephrased it and they
It was probably written by some 23-year-old fresh out of a liberal indoctrination at college, who is sending a tweet out that says airplanes took aim at the World Trade Center. That's not what happened.
No, it's not.
Terrorists took aim at the World Trade Center and killed 3,000 Americans, all told.
They reissued the tweet, and they also updated the story link, and then the subsequent one said, 18 years after nearly 3,000 people were lost, families of those killed in the terror attacks will gather at the 9/11 memorial, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Well, too late, as far as I'm concerned.
And then too late. After that, there's another issue. This one is really tone deaf. Kristen Cavallari, wife of former NFL QB Jay Cutler, had to fire a member of her social media team. There was a post that was put up on her account on Instagram yesterday that showed her in a somewhat, you know, low-cut, stylish black dress standing on the sidewalk in New York City getting ready to get into a limo or whatever. And it said, the caption read, NYC for 24 hours. And what a time to be here. Always remember. And she and then tagged all the designers that she was wearing.
No, she didn't.
Oh yeah, because that's what you do when you're an influencer.
What a vapid, insensitive human being. She tagged the designers on the clothes that she was wearing.
Well, someone on her team did.
That's what she says. Yeah. But in a 9/11 tweet?
In a 9/11, this was an Instagram post.
An Instagram post.
What a day to be here.
Always remember.
In the comments on the post are gold. My favorite one was, felt cute, might make it about 9/11 later.
Yeah.
It's not even like you're in L.A. and you're posting a throw. This is 100 times worse than the Bahama butt photos.
I was going to say, Danielle, this is the same woman who posted Jay Cutler's ass on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It's
outrage. NYC for 24 hours and what a time to be here. Look at me, look at me, look at me.
Oh, my God. I just went and looked at the picture. She's bearing her cleavage.
Boobs.
She's like, check out my twin towers. I mean, what is wrong with people? How do they not?
I don't know. I just don't know how you. I don't know how you sit there, and you hit post, and then you look at the post, and you're like, yeah, that's good. And then the comments start coming in, criticizing you, and you're like, I'm going to leave this up because endorsement deal.
Gucci wants the pub.
Exactly. Look at the, right. Look at my Prada shoes.
She's half naked on September 11th. Oh my God.
New York City is such a glorious place. I'm so glad I'm alive still to enjoy it. I mean, basically, that's what it's saying. Yes. Like, get out of here.
It's like, here's an opportunity for me to post on Instagram a plug of the fashion brands that I'm wearing.
Right.
At Ground Zero.
Yeah.
And if you walk around Manhattan on 9/11, it's palpable that it's the day.
Yes.
Everybody is in mourning. The
Are
whole
you kidding
city
me?
Is different. And you're walking down the street in that city and you're posting that.
I was just there for that stupid Broadway play thing. Mm-hmm. That's the second time I've been to the, not only to the memorial, but also to the, they have the museum there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, like, I bawl my eyes out. Like, you walk through that museum, first of all, everybody's quiet. You hear the audio of the people who left, you know, their farewell messages, mm-hmm. whether they were on a plane or in the building. You hear the audio of 43 when he's down at Ground Zero on the megaphone. And how you can... Like, how insensitive and vapid are you if you're tagging designers so you can get a plug in a Instagram post about September 11th?
Like, I get it. Fashion Week is wrapping up, but yeah. It's 9/11. Yeah. Pay attention, people.
Danielle, yeah. Curtis, I just have to ask you, this is especially you, Curtis. Who's more insensitive, Patriots fans who think that it's okay that Belichick doesn't answer to Antonio Brown questions, or the 78,186 people who actually liked Kristen Cavalieri's post?
Oh, you're kidding me. She got 78,000 likes on that?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, the comments.
That's ridiculous. All right. I'm going to give away some Who tickets for tomorrow night at Fenway. And if you are the ninth caller right now at 617-931-0937, that's 617-931-0937, you're going to win a pair of tickets to see the Who on the Who's Left Tour at Fenway tomorrow night, and it's brought to you by Star Market.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
There's more good news today.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
The news brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. Learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
The federal government is planning to act to ban thousands of flavors used in e-cigarettes. So the liquid vape, the flavored stuff, they're going to get rid of it because it's causing all the lung disease. We're going to put a big ban on it.
Well, what are the hipsters going to do when they can't vape anymore? They're going to have to go back to cigarettes. How is that a good thing?
No, not possible. They're going to have to find another storefront in front of which they can stand and converse and do things.
There are local towns that are banning any kind of vape products. Like, I think Norwood.
Norwood's ban goes into effect on the 15th, so at the end of the week. I think Brookline's looking at a flavored e-liquid ban.
What's going to happen to Vape City in Stowe? Do you think they're going to have to shut right
down? They're probably going to have to pull. Are they in the Shaw's Plaza?
They're right across from Shaw's Plaza. Okay. The rent is cheaper over there. So the federal government is saying that basically you can vape regular tobacco, but you can't vape the flavored tobacco.
That's correct.
Pretty soon they're going to ban the whole entire thing, I would assume.
Think so. Well, everyone touted it as a safer alternative to cigarettes, but there really were no long-term studies on the effects of vaping. And now all these people that immediately jump to vaping, it's like, you know, your mango, passion fruit, dragon fruit blend is causing massive weird lung issues and people are dying.
Well, not to mention that the vape pen can explode in your pants every once in a while and cause severe burns. So it's probably not a better alternative.
Oh, you mean I can't drive around and have the smell of burnt blueberries being blown from a Honda CRV in front of me anymore? Oh, man, what a bummer.
I would like to address that there is a controversy this morning that is related to this, and that is the question of whether our president is indeed the birth father of his son Barron, based on what he said during this vaping press conference yesterday.
This is a weird little twist of words happening. So Barron Trump is 13 years old now, and he talked about how vaping had become a huge problem, especially in, you know, kids that he knew, and he wanted his parents to become aware of what is happening. And Trump references Barron in a very odd way.
She's got a son together that is a beautiful young man, and she feels very, very strongly about it.
She meaning Melania.
Yeah, so she's got a son.
I don't, and then but he she said, does. What?
And then he said together.
That's she's got weird, a son. Right?
She's got a son.
She's got a son she's together.
Got a son together that is a...
That's how my dad talks about me to my mom.
Well, maybe Barron's father is an alien or something like that. I mean, who knows?
A space alien or an illegal one?
Like a space alien. Who knows? Who knows? I'm sure he's the father. I mean, is there any question in your mind that the two of them are like having glorious, mad, passionate,
all the time,
pleasurable,
so
sex.
Much sexual tension when those two are together. You can feel it. Cut it with a knife.
Awkward. Yeah. Awkward. Who's worse at English? Who's worse at English, Gronk or the president?
Stiz.
Wiggy.
All right.
Now, just to go back before, just one second, you mentioned the Norwood ban on flavored e-liquids. There's actually a store that had to close, a place, Vape Daddies. The owner decided that it was no longer... There was an article, I think, that came out in like the Patch or something back in July when this ban was voted in, and they had said, you know, we're probably not going to be able to stay open if this ban takes effect. Yeah. And now that it's taking effect on September 15th, they closed up shop yesterday, and the owner said there's just no point in staying open because the product that we sell is banned.
Well, but why isn't the federal government banning cigarettes? I mean, if you're banning...
The tobacco lobby is too powerful,
Greg. Well, yeah.
Greg.
I mean, well, I guess that doesn't make sense, though. I mean, if you're banning vape, like flavored vape,
right?
Because that's dangerous, why aren't you... I mean, first of all, the government shouldn't be banning anything. If somebody wants to vape or somebody wants to drink a delicious Manhattan or a vodka chug during a Bruins playoff run, or somebody wants to eat... A sauce, like a excessive sauce on their food, the government has no they stay out of my plate, stay out of my glass, and stay out of my vape pen.
You would just want to walk over dead bodies in the street. You want no control.
It's the same thing as he did when the Bruins won the Stanley Cup in Vancouver. He's just on his phone, ignoring everything around him.
I am not concerned about the government protecting me. That's on me. I'm an individual. It's up to me the choices that I want to make as far as I'm concerned.
Like steak and salad for lunch, like yesterday.
Yes.
There's some hikers in California that were saved after they sent a message in a bottle over a waterfall.
Really?
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting story. A guy named Curtis Whitson went on a multi-day camping trip with his girlfriend and 13-year-old son. And they hiked across a river, and then they couldn't get back because the water rose faster than they expected. So they had no way out. There was no cell service. So basically, they had to resort to putting a message in a bottle and sent it over the waterfall.
Have I done an ear moth on this program yet?
Not yet. Do we
what?
Bring the iPod down?
We're like 5 weeks into the show, and I haven't earmuffed a song yet. Let me get the iPod going here.
I'm glad it's charged.
Let's go ahead.
Series one, too. Classic.
Yeah. Hold on. I think I have it. All right. I think. I mean, just to cast away. Please.
Another lonely day. No one here.
Band the Police.
Excellent band.
Great band.
My mom was a big Police fan.
Pretty good band.
Yeah.
Pretty good band. This is Paul from Quincy. Hey, what's up, Paul?
Hey, Greg. I had a couple quick thoughts about Bill Belichick, but I thought you were going to earmuff based on how the president was talking about his son. They dressed him up warmly and they sent him to school.
They taught him how to fight to be nobody's fool.
Given that Bill Belichick is probably the greatest straight man since Bud Abbott or Dean Martin, Fitzy should write a football rendition of Who's On First and have Rob Gronkowski and Bill Belichick perform it.
Dream Fitzy goals. Life goals. That would be the greatest thing ever.
Well, there is more news to get to this morning, which we will do in a moment. Coming up at 8:30, you can win Red Sox tickets and join us at Fenway Park next Thursday. It's a 1 o'clock game, so we're going to do the show from Fenway on Thursday morning, and we're going to give you breakfast. We're going to give you two meals, breakfast and lunch.
Nice.
And a 1 o'clock game, and one of you will be upgraded to the dugout seats, so you'll have the very best seats in the park, in my humble opinion. So that is coming up at 8:30 on today's show. On tomorrow's show, I believe it's Wiggy who will be in here.
We have Wiggy.
A lot of Wiggy-isms on tomorrow's show.
Vote Wiggy, mofo.
Yeah. And the Julian Edelman of the New England Patriots will join us on tomorrow's Greg Hill show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.